So today we are very fortunate to have Her Grace Savitri Mataji on call with us, and Savitri Mataji will be continuing from Sri Navadvip Dham Mahatmya. Today's session 13, and Mataji will be discussing about the four sampradayas. Thank you so much, Mataji. You can now take the call.
Thank you, Priti Vilasini. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada, all goes to all the Vaishnavas. We are going to discuss today the request of the devotees about four Vaishnava sampradayas as well as Shankara sampradaya or Mahavada sampradaya. Ultimately, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Achintya Bheda Bhed philosophy, Tattva, within Brahma Madhva Gauriya sampradaya. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahaguna Raghunatham Mitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagat Pate Kope Shugopika Kanto Shri Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishohanu Sukhe Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Bancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavani Vyo Vaishnavepyo Namo Namo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasati Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya As we are reading the book Sri Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, we came across to that understanding there are four Vaishnava sampradayas and one other sampradaya, that is Mayavada sampradaya, are existing, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave specific instructions to the acharyas of four sampradayas, as well as he also gave specific instruction to Shankaracharya. So now today's class would be, you know, to understand a little bit better way better to understand the different Vaishnava sampradayas as well as the Mayavadi sampradaya, and also Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's wonderful gift to us, Achintya Bheda Bhed Tattva, within Brahma Madhva Gauriya sampradaya. So, as we know, Srila Vyasadeva gave us the Brahma Sutra or Vedanta Sutra or Uttar Mimamsa or Shariraka Sutra. Same Vedanta Sutra is known as Shariraka Sutra. Also, Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra, Uttar Mimamsa. Brahma Sutra means that this sutra explains about the doctrines of Brahman. Why Vedavyas also gave us the name as Shariraka Sutra? Shariraka Sutra, because these sutras deal with the embodiment of the Supreme Brahman. Sharir means body. Shariri means Atma. Shariraka, about the Supreme Atma or Supreme Brahman. And so, Brahma Sutra is the one of the three books of Prasthanatraya, right? Other two books are known as Bhagavad Gita and Upanishad. Subhyasadeva in Brahma Sutra systematized the principles of Vedanta. Vedanta means end of Veda or the essence of Vedas. And he removed actually apparent different contradictions in the doctrines. Srila Vyasadeva gave us the Vedanta Sutra. Also, he gave us the natural commentaries on Vedanta Sutra, and that is known as Srimad Bhagavatam. So, main Vedanta Sutra mainly deals with three things, right? Brahma or Ishvara, Prakriti, and Jiva. Three main points have been discussed. Means in Bhagavad Gita also, right? Out of four subject matters, out of five subject matters, three are main. What are those? Ishvara, Jiva, and Prakriti. And other two subjects are Kala and Karma. So, Vedanta Sutra mainly deals with the doctrine of Brahman or Ishvara. And Sri Vyasadeva gave us the definition of Absolute Truth in Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the first verse of first chapter of first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.1. That is the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, opening verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, that is known as Janmadhyasya Yataha. That verse is the definition of Absolute Truth. And without understanding the Absolute Truth or the doctrines given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is Achintya Bhedavya Tattva, as well as the same Tattva given by Srila Vyasadeva within the Srimad Bhagavatam as well as in Brahma Sutras. After understanding the Achintya Bhedavya Tattva or the definition of Absolute Truth, we will understand very beautifully about other doctrines given by the four acharyas of four sampradayas, Vaishnava sampradayas, as well as we'll understand what is Mayavada sampradayas. What are the main difference between Mayavada sampradaya and other four Vaishnava sampradayas? So let's start to understand first about the definition of the Absolute Truth. What is Absolute Truth? So, we understand that the definition of the Absolute Truth given by Srila Vyasadeva in Srimad Bhagavatam, the opening verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. The verse goes like that. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Janmadasya Yato Anyad Itaratas Charteshu Avigya Swarat Tene Brahma Hida Ya Adi Kavaye Munyanti Yat Suraya Tejo Bari Medam Yatha Vinimayo Yatra Tri Sargo Misha Dhamna Svena Sada Nirasta Kuhakam Satyam Param Dhimahi. Translation: O my Lord, Sri Krishna, son of Vasudeva, O all-pervading personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. I meditate upon Lord Sri Krishna because he is the Absolute Truth and the primeval cause of all causes of the creation, sustenance and destruction of the manifested universes. He is directly and indirectly conscious of all manifestations, and he is independent because there is no other cause beyond him. It is he only who first imparted the Vedic knowledge unto the heart of Brahmaji, the original living being. By him, even the great sages and demigods are placed into illusion, as one is bewildered by the illusory representations of water seen in fire or land seen on water. Only because of him do the material universes temporarily manifested by the reactions of the three modes of nature appear factual, although they are unreal. I therefore meditate upon him, Lord Sri Krishna, who is eternally existent in the transcendental abode, which is forever free from the illusory representations of the material world. I meditate upon him, for he is the absolute truth. So this is the definition of absolute truth. Absolute truth is a person ultimately. And who is that person? Sri Krishna. Lord Sri Krishna is the absolute truth. He is a person as well as his all-pervading personality. So in this definition, Srila Prabhupada gave us, you know, elaborate purport. Everybody should read that purport. Actually, he explained each and every word of the verse. So some of the words we just discuss here to understand our Achintya Bheda Vyatattva given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is a person, but he is not limited in one place or under one limitation. But he is also all-pervading. He is present everywhere. And he, by being present everywhere, he has not lost his personal form. He is still one person. This is inconceivable on the material platform. When you think of any person, we think he is limited to a form, limited to a place and time, cannot be everywhere. But Krishna is not like that. It is inconceivable on the material platform. Other is that he is the cause of all causes. He is the primeval cause of all causes of the creation, sustenance and destruction of the manifested universes. That point we are also going to understand better later. If we think that besides Krishna there is any other cause, that means that cause would be the absolute truth, right? There may be immediate cause, but ultimate cause is always, always Krishna. He's the cause of our creation, the creation of the cosmos, creation of everything. Also, he is the cause of our maintenance. If we think other than Krishna is someone is the cause of my maintenance, that means that person I am indicating as absolute truth. So Krishna is one without a second. Krishna doesn't have any competitor. So without understanding Krishna Tattva, we think some other source is the cause of anything, destruction, maintenance, creation, anything. There we make mistake. And also that he is cognizant of anything directly and indirectly. Because he is everywhere, so he is cognizant. Cognizant directly and indirectly means in the core of his heart he knows everything. And he is present everywhere. We should not forget about this fact. Krishna also has another two aspects. He is also Paramatma and he is also Brahman simultaneously. Brahman means the reality, the transcendental reality. And Paramatma is localized manifestation of Krishna in every living being and every atom. He is present. So a pure devotee, by knowing the absolute truth wonderfully, he is always cognizant of presence of Krishna, Paramatma, Brahman simultaneously, as a whole. Now this absolute truth can be understood very perfectly through the philosophy of inconceivable oneness and difference. What is this cosmos or Prakriti? This is the transformation of Krishna's energy. In other words, this is another manifestation of Krishna or expansions of Krishna. That means the whole creation came from Krishna, but Krishna's energy or Krishna's power did not diminish a bit. He remains completely perfect and perfectly complete. That was the point given in Ishopanishad, the first one. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevam Purnamevavashishyate. If we take complete Krishna out of complete Krishna, still Krishna remains complete, absolutely complete. Purna Tattva, Krishna. So that is the point discussed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 7, right? Few verses we are going to read to understand the absolute truth through the philosophy of Achintya Bhedavet Tattva. During the conversation between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prakashananda Saraswati, right, in Benaras, right? It starts from the Adi Lila, chapter 7, 120. That in Mayabada philosophy, they accept only one reality, that is Brahman. Only one Brahman exists. And there is no varieties. There is no plurality in it. There is no emotion. There is no distinction. No differences. There is no activities. There is no power in Brahman. That is their definition. Later we'll discuss more. So they accept Jiva and Brahman are one in all respects. Means one, only one. There's no distinction between individual soul and or a supreme Brahman, or absolute reality. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed out the mistake. If we consider the individual soul is supreme Brahman, it's a mistake. That we are parts of Brahman is correct. But they do not accept any plurality within absolute reality. So it starts with the verse number 120. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the Mayavada philosophy is so degraded that it has taken the insignificant living entities to be the Lord. Supreme Brahman means person, ultimately Lord. But they do not accept a personal form of absolute truth or absolute reality. It's just impersonal way they discuss. So that is their mistake. But Supreme Brahman is a person, Lord. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, CC Adi Lila 7.120, the Mayavada philosophy is so degraded that it has taken the insignificant living entities to be the Lord, the Supreme Truth, thus covering the glory and supremacy of the Absolute Truth within monism. Mayavada philosophy is known as Kevala Advaita Bad, pure monism. There's no undifferentiated monism, and there is no plurality or distinction within monism. Now, next verse 120. In the Vedanta Sutra, Srila Vyasadeva has described that everything is but a transformation of the energy of the Lord. Shankaracharya, however, has misled the world by commenting that Vyasadeva was mistaken. Thus, he has raised great opposition to theism throughout the entire world. Now, that point we are going to discuss a little bit. As we know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Sri Shankaracharya as an acharya, and he said that Shankaracharya was not at all at fault, because he obeyed the instruction of Supreme Lord. What was that point? We are going to discuss. But this point is very beautiful, that he said Shankaracharya, however, has misled the world by commenting Vyasadeva was mistaken. What was his point he was making? That Supreme Absolute Truth has no energy. So there is no question of transformation of energy of Lord. See that main difference. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, this world is the transformation of Krishna's energy, or Vyasadeva also says, right? Transformation of Krishna's energy. And Shankaracharya said, no. Then 122, according to Shankaracharya, by accepting the theory of transformation of energy of the Lord, he creates an illusion by indirectly accepting that the Absolute Truth is transformed. Beautiful point also here, we have to understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tattva, Achinta Bhedavet tattva, also known as Shakti Parinam Bad. Shakti Parinam Bad. And Mayabad is known as Vivarta Bad, or Mayabad, or theory of illusion. According to Shankaracharya, by accepting the theory of transformation of the energy of the Lord, he creates an illusion. Indirectly accepting the Absolute Truth is transformed, because Shakti, Shaktiman, Man are none different. So when he accept, he thought, means Shankaracharya thought, if we accept Shakti Parinam Bad, then it is also means Brahman has been transformed into the world. So Brahman is immutable, cannot be transformed. That was the half-truth. Indeed, we are going to understand from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that by his inconceivable energy, he has transformed this material world, yet he remains same without undergoing any bit of change of himself. That is Purnamida Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate, you know. Purna Krishna can come out from Purna Krishna, yet Krishna remains as Purna Krishna, or Absolute Truth. That point, inconceivable potency of Lord, he did not accept. So, one, 23, transformation of energy is a proven fact. It is the false bodily conception of the self is an illusion. This point is very important. Just like if I think the Atma has been transformed into the body, that is illusion. The body has come from Atma, it's a fact. But Atma is still remains as Atma, unchangeable. So if I think that the body is the Atma, then it is illusion. Similarly, the cosmos came out from Krishna, so Krishna has been changed. No. Krishna is Krishna, or Absolute Truth remains Krishna. And the creation depends on Krishna. This is the point, difference. Now 124, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is opulent in all respects. Therefore, by his inconceivable energy, he has transformed the material cosmic manifestation. This point was spoken by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Achintya Bhedavet Tattva. The verse is beautiful. Abhichintya Shakti Yukto Shri Bhagavano Ichhayo Jagat Rupe Pai Purinamo. Jagat Rupe, in the form of the cosmic manifestation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is opulent in all respects. Ichhaya, by his wish. Therefore, by his inconceivable energy, Abhichintya Shakti, he has transformed the material cosmic manifestation. That doesn't mean that he has finished himself. No. He still remains as Krishna. And the beautiful example given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how it is possible. That is at 125. Tathapi achintya shakte hayo abhikari prakrito chinta muni tahe drishtanto je dhuri. Using the example of the touchstone, which by its energy turns into a gold, turns into gold, and yet remains the same, we can understand that although the Supreme Personality of Godhead transforms his innumerable energies, he remains unchanged. In one way, he has manifested himself as the cosmos, still he remains as Krishna. The example is beautiful as a touchstone, that is Chintamani, touchstone, which by its energy turns iron into gold, not into. Touchstone, which by his energy turns iron to gold and yet remains the same, we can understand that although the Supreme Personality of Godhead transforms his innumerable energies, he remains unchanged. Like the touchstone changes the, iron into gold. So Krishna uses his own inconceivable energy to produce this cosmos. Yet, he remains full and complete. 127, if there is such inconceivable potency in material objects, why should we not believe in the inconceivable potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? This is the point we have to understand about the inconceivable part. He appears, or everything is his manifestation or forms. This cosmos is also another form of Krishna, because anything is coming from Krishna is also Krishna in one sense. He doesn't have any other source. He himself is the source. Therefore, he is the cosmos. At the same time, he is not the cosmos. He is the source of the cosmos. And intimate relationship is there, inseparable. That's why also one. This cosmos is also one with Krishna. Why? Because it cannot be separated from Krishna. Just like the fire has two energies, light and heat. Heat and light cannot be separated from the fire. So heat and light and fire are one as a whole. Similarly, the cosmos, living entities and Krishna as a whole are one. Still, internally, so many differences. This point we are now going to discuss as different philosophies given by four Vaishnava Sampradayas. So right now, we are going to understand the names of the different Vaishnava philosophies. Remember, the philosophy given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Achintya Bhedavet Tattva, there is simultaneously oneness and difference, and it is inconceivable on the material platform. This is known as inconceivable oneness and difference. the jivas, the cosmos, the one with Krishna as well as different from Krishna. Now, that philosophy has been shared by four Vaishnava sampradayas. Same philosophy. Achintya Vedavat Tattva has been shared by four Vaishnava sampradayas. So, what are the names of the four Vaishnava sampradayas? One, Brahma sampradaya, or it is known as Madhva sampradaya. And the main Acharya is known as Madhvacharya and Lord Chaitanya. And the commentary given by Madhvacharya on the Vedanta Sutra is known as Purna Pragya Vasya. Purna Pragya Vasya. And the Tattva, philosophy of Madhvacharya is known as Shuddha Dvaita Vada, or purified dualism or dualism. Two, one is Jiva and Krishna. Means we are separate. Dualism or purified dualism or Shuddha Dvaita Vada. Later, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu joined this Madhvacharya Sampradaya and he gave us Achintya Bhedabhed Tattva, inconceivable oneness and difference. This is one Vaishnava Sampradaya. Another Vaishnava Sampradaya, second Vaishnava Sampradaya, is known as Lakshmi Sampradaya or Ramanuja Sampradaya or Sri Sampradaya or Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. And main Acharya is known as Ramanujacharya. And he gave Sri Bhashya on the Vedanta Sutra. Means he gave the commentaries on Vedanta Sutra. Sri Bhashya. And the philosophy or tattva of the Ramanuja Sampradaya is Vishishta Advaita Vada. Vishishta Advaita Vada or specific monism. As a whole, absolute truth is one. Still, there's some specific qualities are there. So sometimes it is known as qualified monism. We are going to discuss later about specific, distinctions or similarities between four sampradayas. Now, third one is Shiva Sampradaya, started from Lord Shiva. Lakshmi Sampradaya started from Mother Lakshmi. Brahma Sampradaya started from Lord Brahma. And another Sampradaya is known as Kumar Sampradaya, started from four Kumaras. So, Shiva Sampradaya started from Lord Shiva. It is also known as Rudra Sampradaya, or Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, or Ballava Sampradaya, or Ballavacharya Sampradaya. And main Acharyas are Vishnu Swami and Ballavacharya. And the commentaries on Vedanta Sutra is known as Sarvajna Bhaskya. And their philosophy is Shuddha Advaitavad, purified monism. So, we are hearing about Advaita Vada, but purified monism, as Ramanuja Sampradaya says, Vishishta Advaita Vada, specific monism. And Mayavad is Kevala Advaita Vada, pure monism. Now, the fourth one is known as Kumar Sampradaya. And that originated from Sanata Kumara, actually, out of four sons of Brahma. Sanat Kumar, Sanatan, Sanandan. It is also known as Nimbartha Sampradaya, or Nimbaditya Sampradaya, or Sanakadi Sampradaya. And main Acharya is Nimbartha Acharya. And their Bhashya commentaries on Vedanta Sutra is known as Parijata Saurabha Bhashya. And their philosophy is Dvaita Advaita Bada, Monism and Dualism. Dvaita Advaita Bada, Monism and Dualism. Means Nimbarkacharya adjusted other philosophies in his own philosophy. There is dualism as well as monism within the absolute truth. Or our relationship. What does it mean? Our relationship. A jiva's relationship with the supreme absolute truth is both monism and dualism. So there are four, we understood there are four Vaishnava sampradayas. Again, one more time, the different philosophies of four different sampradayas. In Madhva Sampradaya, Madhvacharya says, give us Shuddha Dvaita Bada, purified dualism or only dualism. That is rigorous dualism. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also gave us the Achinta Bhedavet Tattva, inconceivable oneness and difference in the same Sampradaya, Madhva Sampradaya. Ramanuja Sampradaya gave us Vishishta Advaita Bad, specific monism. And Shiva Sampradaya or Rudra Sampradaya gave us Shuddha Advaita Bada, purified monism. Kumar Sampradaya gave us Dvaita Advaita Bada, monism and dualism. And other school is there, that is Mayabad school or Smartha Sampradaya or Shankaracharya Sampradaya. And he also wrote commentaries on the Vedanta Sutra that is known as Shariraka Bhashya. And his philosophy is Advaitavad or Kevala Advaitavad or only monism or pure monism. They're all explaining the absolute truth from their own point of view based on Vedanta Sutra. So this Vedanta Sutra, Vyasadeva gave us, that Vedanta Sutra was explained by different acharyas. And they all discussed about a specific aspect of the absolute truth. So what Ramanujacharya gave us, that is known as just oneness, or that is called Kevala Advaita Bad. So Sri Shankaracharya's Kevala Advaita Bad, Ramanujacharya's Vishishta Advaita Bad, Madhvacharya's, you know, what is called? And the Madhvacharya's Shuddha Dvaita Bad and Nimbarkacharya's Dvaita Advaita Bad and Balavacharya's that is Shuddha Advaita Bad, these are the main chief commentators, you know, they are the main commentators on the Vedanta Sutra. Out of them, we will discuss mainly three, you know, Ramanuja, Shankaracharya, and Madhva. So, each acharyas have commented in his own way and built his own philosophy on the basis of Sri Brahma Sutra, on the basis of Brahma Sutra. Now, we are going to discuss about their actual tattva. So the Vedanta Sutra have been variously explained by the different commentators, right? So Shankaracharya gave us Kevala Advaita Bad, right? Kevala Advaita Bad means what? Means there's no compromise. There's no compromise unqualified, uncompromising, or rigorous monism. That is their theory. Only one, Brahman. Brahma Satya, Jagat Mithya. The Jagat and the Jiva are all illusion. Only Brahman is existing. So in short, we are just discussing now. And Ramanujacharya gave us Vishishta Advaitabad. What is that? That is differentiated and qualified monism. Differentiated and qualified monism means what? Let's try to understand Sri Ramanuja's philosophy. He said, the supreme reality is a person, personalistic, not impersonalistic, with countless auspicious attributes. And that is the mean that he is Ishvara, Parameshwara. That means Parameshwara or Vishnu is endowed with endless, unlimited, auspicious qualities. And Jiva is inseparable part of the Supreme Vishnu. But they say, not part, they say ray of Vishnu or spark of Vishnu. So Vishnu is existing with his sparks. So specific monism, just like if I say, sun is existing with the sunshine. Sunshine is the or spark of the sun or sun ray of the sun is known as Jiva. Jiva and sun is Vishnu. He is a personal, supreme, absolute truth. All Vaishnava Acharyas accept Vishnu is the supreme, absolute truth. And all the Jivas are servants of absolute truth, Vishnu. We are all servants of Vishnu. So, for sampradayas, they worship Vishnu or the expansion of Vishnu form. Vishnu Tattva, they all worship Vishnu Tattva. Mayavada philosophy or Mayavadis, they do not accept Vishnu, the personal form of absolute truth. So there is no question of devotion to Vishnu in that school. But for sampradayas, all accept Vishnu as the absolute truth and the Jivas are servants of absolute truth. And prapatti is the means to evoke the mercy of Vishnu. That is Ramanujacharya's philosophy in short. Jiva is the ray of Vishnu, a spark of Vishnu, and dependent on Vishnu. Dependent, Shesha. Vishnu is the Sheshi, supreme. As we know from the Paribhasha Sutra of Absolute Truth, Sri Krishna is the supreme independent absolute. We Jivas are never independent of Krishna, but we are always trying, struggling to become independent. That is our misfortune. Remain surrendered means understanding our truth. The reality is that I am dependent on Krishna, spark of Krishna or ray of Krishna. Dependent, just like sun ray is dependent on the sun. Now Madhvacharya says that Vishnu or Krishna is the absolute truth and Jiva is the part of absolute truth. We say part or servant of absolute truth. The wordings are a little different. The Ramanuja says that Jiva is the ray of Vishnu, a spark of Vishnu, also servant of Vishnu. And Madhva says Jiva is the part of Krishna or Vishnu. So Madhvacharya says Shuddha Dvaitabad, strict dualism or rigorous dualism. Absolute dualism is there too. Only dualism is there. Means we are different from Krishna. This absolute or strict. That is Madhvacharya's philosophy. We are servants, we are subordinate, dependent on Krishna. And we cannot become Krishna in any way. That is the point he explained that part. In remote imagination also, no one can think that he can become supreme. Because we are always two. That is the point Krishna said, right? Mama ibangsha jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. We are amsha, part of Krishna. And sanatana, eternally, we cannot become the whole. That is the Madhvacharya's philosophy. Rigorous dualism. Strict dualism. 3 points we are now understanding better. The Shankaracharya says, rigorous monism, unqualified, uncompromising, monism. There is no plurality within absolute truth. Only one absolute truth. Now, Ramanuja says, the differentiated or qualified monism means within, as a whole, Vishnu and the living entities and Prakriti are one, but still internally there are so many differences. Prakriti, non-conscious, and Jiva, conscious, Chit, Achit, are also included here within Krishna or Vishnu. Prakriti. Prakriti is matter, unconscious matter. Jiva is conscious, individuals. So Madhvacharya says, Shuddha Advaitabad, that is strict dualism. So Shankaracharya, why gave us that Mayabad philosophy? For two reasons, because at that time, there's so much ritualism in Hinduism, or in Hindu culture, or, at that time. People misused the Vedic philosophy, Vedic doctrines. They mercilessly and in a great scale, indiscriminately, they were killing animals. So that was purely based on rituals, but they were thinking, actually they were misusing Vedas, where the permission was given to sacrifice animals for a certain purpose, to test the mantras, but they misused. So Shankaracharya prepared his commentaries mainly with the purpose of, fighting or combating that poisonous effects of that blind ritualism at that time, what was going on. Of course, Lord Buddha appeared before that, and with Lord Buddha preached that do not accept Veda. And he preached ahimsa, non-violence. And that was appropriate at that time. He said, don't accept Vedas, reject Vedas. Because Vedas gave us that permission to kill animals, and animal killing is not act of mercy, it is act of violence. So he gave us the doctrine of ahimsa paramo dharma. But the point is that at the time people were not accepting Vedas, and without this, going through the scriptures, we would not understand absolute truth. And also it is impossible to understand absolute truth in all the intricacies or with all the details. That's why all the philosophies what we are hearing are the progressive understanding to the absolute truth, because it is very difficult without the help from scriptures, without the understanding from scriptures. And scriptures were given by Krishna, we cannot understand absolute truth. We would not understand very perfectly or properly. We'll make mistakes. So Shankaracharya wanted to bring back the Vedas again. So he gave the philosophy of Kevala Advaitavad, almost like the Buddhism, but covered Buddhism. Means, yes, we are all one. So he could establish a little portion of the Vedas or the complete understanding of bhakti about the Brahman. We are not physical bodies. We are Brahman, Atma. And without birth, without death, the transcendental to this material nature, this transcendental aspect of the absolute truth he tries to preach. But he did not give the whole truth, just one little point. So it was important at that time. Also, he did not give the whole thing, just like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. The more discussion was there in that chapter, chapter 7, how Sri Shankaracharya acted on the orders of Supreme. So he was innocent. He was not at all at fault. He specifically obeyed the specific instructions of the Lord. Just like Mayabad philosophy means that Jagan Mithya. It is Mithya, only Brahma Satya, only Absolute Truth is real, reality. But complete philosophy is this Jagat is not Mithya, it is temporary. It came from the reality, so it cannot be Mithya, false, but temporary. Truth is not that that Jagat is false. No, it is temporary. And it has some purpose. What is the purpose? The two understand the duality over here, or relative truth over here. Then we'll understand absolute truth also. Relative truth and absolute truth. Both things we can understand side by side. And we understand our eternal relationship with absolute truth. Though that point, those points were the important points to understand, and the different philosophies of the different Vaishnava sampradayas are the, they are not at all contradictory. They are actually complementary to one another. These stages are harmoniously arranged in Achintya, Bheda Vetatva, that Jiva and Brahman are one. In what aspect? In transcendental aspect. And Srila Prabhupada says that qualitatively we are one. It's a fact. Qualitatively. When we think about qualitative aspect of Jiva and Ishvara or Krishna, we understand we are both souls or spirit souls and transcendental to this material nature. As Krishna is without beginning and end, so the jivas also. Transcendental, imperishable, immutable, without birth and death. Only difference is we are tiny part of the reality, but Krishna is the supreme reality. That point we have to understand. So Madhvacharya wants to serve the supreme Brahman. Who is supreme Brahman? Sri Krishna. As a servant, he wishes to play with the Supreme Lord. He wishes to taste the sugar candy, not to become sugar candy. And my Mayabad school, Shankaracharya, he wants to merge into Brahman. That means he wants to become the sugar candy, not to taste the sugar candy. This is the main difference. And Ramanujacharya wants to become like Lord Narayana. As we know in Vaikuntha, all the devotees are also having four hands, right? They are all four-handed, like Lord Narayana. They look like also Narayana. As we, if we hear that Gop Kumar story, in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, there we will have that, understanding. When Gop Kumar reached Vaikuntha, he saw everyone, his 400 exactly looked like Narayana. He was thinking, oh, this person must be Narayana, or that person. But he asked, are you Narayana? Oh, no, I'm a servant of Narayana. So in Vaikuntha, all the jivas also look like Narayana. So Ramanuja's point was like that, you know, enjoy the divine in Vaikuntha. And also he said, Brahman means jiva is identical with Lord, but he wishes to remain as a spark of Lord. Having that understanding that I am transcendental, Lord is transcendental, so they are situated on that oneness platform. Yet, jivas are sparks of the Supreme Lord, Narayana. So this is the real difference. Okay, in Vaikuntha, everyone is 400 form. In Golok, it is different. Golok Dham. Madhvacharya wants to play with Krishna, like as a friend, or serve Krishna as a child, like that. Personal relationship. Other rasas are there in Golok Dham. The main point is understanding I am a jiva soul. And jiva soul cannot be the supreme soul. Right? Just like we want to taste the sugar candy, but not want to become sugar candy. And Madhvacharya is giving us this philosophy. And Mayavad school, Shankaracharya, he says he wants to be the, and he merged. Their philosophy is that they will merge into the reality, into Brahman, and will become one homogeneous Brahman. And that is not the reality. That is the point. He wants to become the sugar candy. And Nimbarkacharya, he reconciles all the different views regarding the Lord. And he compromised. He has taken up the Shankaracharya's Advaitavad, Ramanuja's Madhva's, Vishishta Advaitavad, and Vishishta Dvaitavad, or not Vishishta Dvaitavad, Shuddha Dvaitavad of Madhvacharya. And he proves that their views are all true with the reference to the particular aspect of the Brahman, you know. Yes, we are one as well as we are different from Brahman, dealt by them, each in his own way. Now finally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us the Achinta Bhedavetattva. In this philosophy, all other philosophies are included. It's not outside, it is within. And this is inconceivable part. Just like the touchstone produces or makes the iron into gold and remains the same. Similarly, Krishna has expanded himself in so many ways, but still Krishna remains same. This Jagat cannot be different from Krishna. Why? Because this came from him. And Jagat has no other source other than Krishna. There's no other cause. Although Prakriti is the immediate cause of this material manifestation, but Krishna is the source of Prakriti. And he moves the Prakriti at his will. Maya dakshina Prakriti suyate sa chara charam. So the pure devotees, they respect this material cosmos as Krishna. Honor Krishna, but not accepting as Krishna, but understanding the manifestation or another form of Krishna. And Krishna is Krishna. This point we are going to understand a little bit with the prayer. All the time is up, although, but this prayer will help us further by the Nala Kuber and Manigriva. They offered beautiful prayer to Lord Krishna after they got liberation from the three bodies. Generally, we discuss the pastime of, binding up Lord Damodara by Mother Yashoda and liberation, deliverance of Yamala Arjuna trees in this month, because Damodara month is going on. Especially, I love to read the prayers offered by the Yamala Arjunas, two sons of Nala Kuber and Manigriva, because they were entrapped in the bodies of Yamala Arjuna in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. So after the deliverance, they offered beautiful prayer to Sri Krishna. That part is so beautiful. Let's hear very attentively. In the 10th canto, chapter 10, text number 20 onwards, the prayer is this. Sorry, not 20, 29. Text number 29 and onwards. Krishna Krishna Maha Yogin Stom Adya Purusha Para Vyaktad Abhyakta Idam Vishwam Rupam Te Brahmana Viduhu. O Lord Krishna, Lord Krishna, your opulent mysticism is inconceivable. You are the supreme, original person, the cause of all causes, immediate and remote, and you are beyond this material creation. Learned Brahmanas know, on the basis of the Vedic statement, Sarvam Khaluidam Brahma, that you are everything, and that this cosmic manifestation, in its gross and subtle aspects, is your form. Purport. The two demigods, Nala Kubera and Manigriva, because of their continuing memory, could understand the supremacy of Krishna by the grace of Narada. Now they admitted that we should be delivered by the blessings of Narada Muni. Was all your plan? Therefore, you are the supreme mystic. Everything past, present and future is known to you. Your plan was made so nicely that although we stayed here as twin Arjuna trees, you have appeared as a small boy to deliver us. This was all your inconceivable arrangement. Because you are the supreme person, you can do everything. See here, that prayer, in the prayer, they were saying that you are the cause of all causes, immediate and remote. As we know in the story, Narada Muni was the immediate cause of being the, Arjuna trees. He cursed them, right, to become Yamala Arjuna trees in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. But they are offering the prayer, no, you were the cause. That is the point. If we see there's another cause besides Krishna, that means we are not understanding absolute truth. That person or that other thing, if the other person or other thing is the cause of our anything, good or bad, that means that is the absolute truth. Both immediate and remote cause is Krishna. You are the supreme original person, the cause of all causes, immediate and remote. And you are beyond the material creation. So he is the Yogeshwara, Lord of all mysticism. It is so mystical thing that he is everything. This is wonderful understanding. So every moment you will be able to remember Krishna. Because you understand the behind everything, Krishna is the cause. So you remember Krishna. And you pay your obeisances to Krishna. As we know, in the before chapter, in chapter 8, Sri Krishna showed the universal form to Mother Yashoda. When Mother Yashoda wanted to check whether Lord, you know, Krishna, the baby Krishna ate the dirt or not, when Krishna opened the mouth, what she saw entire creation within the mouth of Krishna, even herself, with herself, and the Vrindavan Dham, everything within the mouth of Krishna. And after seeing that everything is contained within the belly of Krishna, what did she do? She prayed to Lord Krishna. She said, therefore, let me surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead and offer my obeisances unto Him, who is beyond the conception of human speculation, the mind, activities, words, and arguments, who is the original cause of all cosmic manifestation, by whom the entire cosmos is maintained, and by whom we can conceive of His existence. Let me simply offer my obeisances, for He is beyond my contemplation, speculation, and meditation. He is beyond all of my material activities. That's the point. When we do not find any immediate cause for anything, then we should remember Krishna is the cause of all causes and pay our obeisances. This is the teachings we understand here. And everything is contained within Krishna. So Krishna only Krishna exists. It's a fact. Only Brahman exists in that way, as a whole. Everything is existing within Him. So our existence is never independent because we exist within Krishna. We cannot exist independently. Anything, if we conceive independent of Krishna, that is Maya. When we understand everything is dependent on Krishna, that is proper understanding. He is the cause of all causes. This point we must understand. Even immediate cause or remote cause are ultimately Krishna. So I'm reading again the prayers offered by the two sons of Kubera. 3031, text number 10, canto 10. Tomika sarva bhutanam dehastva dehastva atmendriyeshvara tomevo kalo bhagavan vishnur avaya ishvara Tvam Mahan Prakriti Sukshma Rajas Sattva Tamomai Tvameva Purusha Adhyakshah Sarva Kshetra Bikarabit. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the controller of everything, the body, life, ego and senses of every living entity are your own self. You are the Supreme Person, Vishnu, the imperishable controller. You are the time factor, the immediate cause, and you are material nature consisting of the three modes, passion, goodness, and ignorance. You are the original cause of this material manifestation. You are the super soul, and therefore you know everything within the core of the heart of every living entity. So here, the sons of Kubera are speaking that Krishna is both the ingredient cause and material cause of the material cause or ingredient cause and efficient cause of this material cosmos. This is inconceivable, but still He remains independent Lord. He has not been finished. Although He is spread everywhere, but still He is always present as Krishna, full, complete. This is the point that every living entity, the body, the life, ego, senses of every living entity are your own self. Actually, Ramanuja's philosophy is also that the cosmos and the living entities constitute the body of Lord Krishna. We are all parts of Krishna's body. And the pastime proves that. Everything is contained within the belly of Lord Krishna. And this month, we celebrate the past tense of binding Damodara or baby Krishna with the rope by Mother Yashoda. And we say namastu, namastestu dhamne, spuradipte dhamne. We pay our obeisances to the rope because that was not material rope. And your dhamma also. Means your belly is the dhamma of everything. Parabrahma param dhamma. You are the dhamma. Means you are the abode of everything. This is Krishna consciousness. And the 32, they are saying, O Lord, you exist before the creation. Therefore, who, trapped by the body of material qualities in this material world, can understand you? Because before the creation, you were existing. Right now, also, you are existing with the creation. And after the annihilation of the creation, you will remain existing. Then 33, O Lord, whose glories are covered by your own energy, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are Sankarsana, the origin of creation, and you are Vasudeva, the origin of the Chaturbhyo, because you are everything and are therefore the Supreme Brahman. We simply offer our respectful obeisances unto you. So one should read all the purports very nicely. That you are everything. Still Krishna is different from everything. This is the inconceivable part. He is both creator and the created. He is the seer as well as the seen. Inconceivable to us. And also other, for two more verses, they said, appearing in bodies like those of an ordinary fish, tortoise, and hog, you exhibit activities impossible for such creatures to perform, extraordinary, incomparable, transcendental activities of unlimited power and strength. These bodies of yours, therefore, are not made of material elements, but are incarnations of your Supreme Personality. You are the same Supreme Personality of Godhead who have now appeared with full potency for the benefit of all living entities within this material world. Although he appeared like a small boy, but he is the same Adya Purusha, original primeval Lord. Now the 36 is beautiful. Nama parama kalyana, nama parama mangala, vasudevaya shantaya, yadunam pataye namaha. O supremely auspicious, we offer our respectful obeisances unto you, who are the supreme good, O most famous descendant and controller of the Yadu dynasty, O son of Vasudev, O most peaceful, let us offer our obeisances unto your lotus feet. Again they said, O Supreme Form, we are always servants of your servants, especially of Narada Muni. Now give us permission to leave for our home. It is by the grace and mercy of Narada Muni that we have been able to see you face to face. The final one, very beautiful. After liberation, they prayed for very special mercy from Krishna. And that is also our prayer. What is that? In 38, henceforward, may all our words describe your pastimes. May our ears engage in oral reception of your glories. May our hands, legs, and other senses engage in actions pleasing to you. And may our minds always think of your lotus feet. May our heads offer our obeisances to everything within this world, because all things are also your different forms. And may our eyes see the forms of Vaishnavas who are none different from you. So in this way, through these prayers, through these verses, we understand very beautifully the Achintya Bhedabhed Tattva. And that is required for performing pure devotional service to come to the Uttama Adhikari stage or Madhyama Adhikari stage. Madhyama Adhikari stage means they study scriptures very minutely and scrutinizingly to understand the truth, to have the deep, deep realization of the truth. Thus they become Uttama Adhikari. Madhyama Adhikaris are mainly known for their preaching work. But Uttama Adhikaris, they are always situated in that consciousness. Madhyama Adhikaris also are situated in that consciousness, absolute pure consciousness. Still, they take up this preaching program, preaching service to enlighten or to bring others into the understanding of the absolute truth through the philosophy of Achintya Bhedabhed Tattva. And all the Vaishnava sampradayas or the other philosophies given by four Vaishnava sampradayas are all shared or included within this tattva. All right. I hope that whatever way I tried today to explain this important subject matter, that you have also understanding little bit. Okay? Because it takes time. It is not possible to speak everything in one class. Just like also it is not possible to understand absolute truth within very short time. It takes time to realize the absolute truth, different aspects of the absolute truth. To know, it takes time. All right? But by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are able to understand many, many things through his philosophy. All right? So thank you, everyone. Thank you so much for hearing this class. Thank you again. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dandavat pranams. Thank you so much, Mataji, for talking on this topic. Mataji, I want to know about specifically about Shuddha Advaita, which is of the Rudra Sampradaya, and Veda Abheda of Nimbarka Sampradaya, and how it varies from the way we say Achintya Bheda Veda.
Yeah. Actually, it is also included. Means adjustment. Shuddha Advaita Bad, that is given by who? You know? Balvacharya. Or Rudra Sampradaya. Right? Balvacharya Sampradaya or Rudra Sampradaya. So, as a whole, the Supreme Lord is existing, isn't it? Within, all the aspects are within Him. With one example we can understand, Srila Prabhupada said that the complete unit of tree means the trunk, root, and branches, leaves, flowers, fruits, all together is one tree. When I'm seeing one tree, it's one unit, isn't it, as a whole. But within the tree, there are differences are also there. Similarly, complete unit of Krishna is Krishna, Krishna's expansions, Krishna's incarnations, Krishna's energies are all together. Krishna, one unit, Krishna. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, we studied that verse. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami said, Krishnero Sharup are Shakti Trayo Gyan, Jar Hai Tar Noi, Krishnete Agyan. Krishna's personal form and the main three categories of his energies, who understands properly, he cannot remain ignorant about Krishna. So Krishna is included with all his energies, In other words, sorry what I'm saying, all the energies, his incarnations, his expansions are all together included within Krishna Tattva. So Vishishta Advaitavad, Shuddha Advaitavad, sorry, not Vishishta Advaitavad is Ramanuja. You try to understand Shuddha Advaitavad, isn't it? Eh? Purified monism. Why they're all monism? Purified monism means as a whole. This is absolute truth. Krishna, as a whole. So all the Vaishnavas, Sampradayas, they accept pluralities within one Tattva, Krishna. So Krishna, along with his energies, are together. Jiva souls are Tatastha Shakti. Material world, material energy, or Jada Shakti. And spiritual energy, all together is Krishna. Krishna is never alone. So that is the point. A little difference means I do not see any difference much more. I didn't go deeply into that Shuddha Advaitabad. But, the main point is that one reality, Shri Krishna, with some differentiation also there. Differentiation, non-differentiation are there in Supreme Lord. So they are saying that purified differentiation, but as a whole, only Krishna. As we know in Bhagavad Gita, when we read the verses in chapter 2, very amazing verses, that nainam chindanti shastrani, nainam dahati pavaka, about the Atma, achedayam, adayayam, those two verses, 23-24, so amazing. Atma is conjointly existing with Krishna. We are separate, differentiated, yet not undifferentiated. It's so amazing. We are not one, yet we are one. We are two, yet we are one. Inconceivable. We are not absolutely one with Krishna. I cannot say only monism. We are not absolutely one with Krishna. Yet we are not independent of Krishna. That point also, in other way, we can understand purified monism. This much I can say. Actually, I didn't give much more details today because we may forget the main point. But I'll get back to you. I may call you, okay?
Mataji, thank you so much for taking so much effort. Thank you so much, Mataji. Sure, thank you so much.
Yep. Two of those, philosophies I did not discuss much today purposely. But those are already included within Achintya Bhedavet Tattva, like dualism and monism. That is Dvaita Advaita Bad by Nimbarka Acharya. Yes, it is true. We are not absolutely true, also we are not absolutely one. So both things are there, isn't it, with Krishna? Inconceivable. It's so inconceivable. If we think I am separated from Krishna, materially, just the way we think is material separation from the original one, right? Like one paper, when it is, divided into many parts, then original, the form of paper is gone. And again, we may think, if you join all the pieces of the paper, like jigsaw puzzle, then it will become one again. This is Mayavadi. We have not been separated in the first place, so there's no question of again merging into Krishna. So Mayavada philosophy is wrong about that. If I think I've been separated from Krishna, so I'll also think if I connect, come to Krishna, or if I merge into Krishna, then I'll become Krishna. This is the wrong idea. That is Mayavada idea. Right now, the jiva has forgotten that he is Brahman. Means Param Brahman. Their meaning, this Brahman is not tiny Brahman, but Param Brahman, the big Brahman. I was never a big Brahman before, so I would not be big Brahman again. I'm always a tiny Brahman within big Brahman. But he did not accept this. He says the Supreme Brahman has forgotten and became the Jiva. This is Mayavad. Brahma became Jiva. Now Jiva again can become Brahman, means big Brahman. Paratattva has become Jiva again by remembering that I am that Paratattva, Parabrahma. I can become again Parabrahman by merging into Parabrahma. It is not the fact. Reality is completely different. Because individual soul has not come into existence by cutting out from the Parabrahma. Because soul cannot be divided. It is not cleavable. Nainam chindanti shastrani. So, inconceivable. We had not been separated from Krishna. Still, we were separated from the association of Krishna. That was the whole problem. By coming again into bhakti, we can again reinstate ourselves into the association of Krishna. Reality is completely different than Mayavada's thing. That was the thinking of ours. Immature devotees also think that way. That the soul has been separated from Krishna. Again, they may think, if I go back to Krishna, that means I also become all-pervading Supreme Lord. Because if the separation happened, again merging can be happened. This is the wrong theory. We are always separated parts and parcels of Krishna. But this tattva cannot be understood materially. How we are separated, again we are not separated. It is impossible to materially conceive this point. On the material platform, it is not possible. Srila Prabhupada pointed out in the purport of that 15th chapter, 7th verse, Mamai Bangsha Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. How we are eternal parts of Krishna, but not being separated. Again, we are separated parts and parcels. Inconceivable, because it is not materially, it cannot be materially conceived. It cannot be understood. It cannot be understood on the material platform. So both monism, dualism is there, but Kumar Sampradaya, did not stress fully on that, how it is inconceivable. But it was the adjustment. So therefore, all the philosophies are, a progressive understanding of the same absolute truth. It was the different rungs of the yoga system, you could say, means going upward to understand the ultimate reality, which can be understood through Achintya Bhedabhed Tattva, given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that was the point, the sons of Nala Kubera and Manigriva, they were saying, you are everything. You are everything. Ultimate cause of everything. So that would be our practice. That not to see anything separate cause for any trouble or any progress. Anything you see here. Many times devotees are also very troubled by seeing so many bad things happening in this world. But the pure devotee with pure vision, pure understanding, they understand ultimate cause is Krishna. They never see anything separate cause. Although they understand this fact, but they try to bring everyone to the reality. That is their mercy. That doesn't mean we should remain idle and not to try to bring everyone to the spiritual platform. But anything, if we think someone else is maintaining my life, my paycheck is maintaining my life, then I'm not understanding this absolute truth. He is the cause of all causes, even immediate and remote. Because he is everything. How it is possible? Inconceivable for us. But the reality is reality. Prachinta Vedavat Tattva is shared by all Vaishnava philosophy, given by all the Vaishnava Acharyas. And our Singha Guru, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, established, you know, the temple in Mayapur, established the four deity forms of four Acharyas, four Sampradayas, that they are being worshipped every day. It's so wonderful to see four Acharyas of four Sampradayas are being, you know, honored and worshipped and remembered their contribution towards the understanding of complete truth as Achintya Bhagavat Tattva. Progressively, they are discussing one aspect of the reality. Right? Like that, you know, that Shuddha Dvaitavad, Vishishta Advaitavad, Shuddha Advaitavad, Dvaita Advaitavad, all you combined together, it comes, you know, Achintya Bhagavat Tattva. All right?
Yes, yes, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
I understand you didn't want to get too deep into this, but the part that you did try to explain, there was a question. Because I really couldn't catch the distinction that you were trying to make between the purified dualism of our Brahma Mother Sampradaya and the qualified monism of Ramanuja Sampradaya. Because both of them, right, they do see the absolute truth as a person. In fact, actually, all four sampradayas, right? All four see the absolute truth as a person.
Yes.
And my problem is that they all seem to recognize the plurality of energies within that one absolute truth, you know? They all seem to recognize that. And so I'm not able to go beyond these similarities to then make the distinction, you know?
I know.
Because, let me see. Yeah, I mean, to say, you know, for example, the tree, you know, you use the analogy of the tree, right?
Yeah,
the tree is a single entity, but it has, you know, fruits, flowers, branches, twigs, leaves, you know?
Mm.
And so it seems that analogy seemed like it could apply to, you know, all four of the philosophies, you know?
Yeah.
So for this reason, I'm not able to make distinction. You know, you focused in on the Ramanuja Sampradaya and Mother Sampradaya. But when you were trying to make the distinction between these two, I couldn't catch that distinction because of these similarities.
Yeah, only I said the wordings are different. Means in a different way, dualism means rigorous dualism. That is Madhvacharya.
Mm-hmm.
We are two. You know, if you see the picture of Madhvacharya, you see two fingers up.
Yes.
Two. And if you see the picture form of Shankaracharya, one finger up.
Mm-hmm.
Means one.
Mm-hmm.
Advaita Bad. Right? Shankaracharya said, all Vaishnava Sampradayas, especially Ramanuja Sampradaya and Madhvacharya Sampradaya, they all protested or rejected the Mayavad Sampradaya, right?
Yes.
Ramanuja
also. Ramanuja, he is the one who he's the one who's famous for holding up two fingers.
No. Madhva. Madhva is two fingers.
Okay.
Madhva. Dualism. Madhva, mm-hmm. two fingers. You know? Means rigorous dualism. Why? Mm-hmm. Because Ramanuja came first. You know, and Madhvacharya came later. Ramanuja first, you know, rejected and pointed out the Mayavada philosophy. We are not absolute one. Kevala Advaitavad, pure monism, no. Yes, as a whole, only Supreme Person, also who also says, you know, impersonal way, Shankaracharya explained. And Ramanuja says, person, Vishnu, is a person and endowed with unlimited auspicious qualities. And the jivas of the spark, Vishnu, ray of Vishnu, we are dependent on the Supreme. And we constitute the body of the Lord. So therefore, only Lord exists. Srila Prabhupada also says many, many times, only Krishna exists. Nothing but Krishna exists. It's a fact as a whole. But within Krishna, internally, differences are there. We are sparks, just like sun and the sun rays. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also gave us that example. Actually, I did not read the whole parts of 7th chapter. Beautifully, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained about the Paratattva. We must go back and read very beautifully how he gave the examples, the spark of the fire. The blazing fire, Krishna's spark is the individual soul. And the sun and sun rays, the ray of Vishnu, Jiva. So only sun exists within the sun, with sun rays. So as a whole, one, specific monism. And Madhvacharya came after. So give us the very clear understanding. He says two, only two. We are separate from Krishna.
Okay, so I see the difference. I think I see the difference is that, you know, with Ramanujacharya, there isn't, let's say, a separate free, like jivas, they can't have separate free will. Whereas, with Madhvacharya, there can be a difference in the will, but in Ramanujacharya thing, there's only one will.
Yeah.
And
go ahead.
Yeah, I mean to say, in Sri Sampradaya, the jivas, they cannot have separate will from the absolute truth.
Well, see that. The point is, if you have the Gita Bhashya, right, by Sri Ramanujacharya, right? You have that? Introduction part, if you read, beautifully it has been given. Very beautifully, if you read again, it has been given by Ramanujacharya's, you know, Gita Bhashya, introduction of the Gita Bhashya. I love it. How he presented that Gita Bhashya in that book. Beautiful. Means, Ramanujacharya was making a point, we are Sheshi. He is the soul and we are the body. Means we, the jivas, constitute the body of the Supreme. We are dependent, we are Shesha. And he is Sheshi, he is the soul on Krishna. So, transcendental aspect. Transcendentally, we are one. Yet we are different. Different spark. A spark cannot be the whole blazing fire, or the ray cannot be the whole sun. Prabhupada also said, when the sunshine comes in the room, we may say sun has come, but yet not sun has come. But the point is, with the Ramanujacharya and Madhvacharya, Madhvacharya says we are two, and we are servants of Krishna. We want to enjoy in his leelas. We want to become friend of Krishna. We want to play with Krishna. That is Vrindavan mood, you understand? we want to treat Krishna as our child like that. And Ramanujacharya's doctrine is prapatti, just absolute servitorship with open veneration. And their goal is Vaikuntha. And in Vaikuntha, they will attain the same bodily feature of Narayana. That is their goal. In Vaikuntha, they all have, the devotees all have the same feature of Narayana.
Mm-hmm.
And they are all engaged in service of Lakshmi Narayana in awe and reverence. Within Ramanujacharya Sampradaya, it is later, you know, two other divisions, so they are one group, they worship Lord Ramachandra, Sita Ram Lakshman. Another group, they worship Lakshmi Narayan. But Ramanujacharya's tattva is to attain the same feature of Narayana, and they enjoy the divine association with Lord through their service. But they do not want to have Supreme Narayan as their own friend to play with. They would not desire to play with Narayana, to have Narayana as a child, to chastise child Narayana, just like Mother Yashoda did. Or Narayana as my beloved or my husband. Just master and servant. Prapatti. That is the difference. All the rasas are also there in Goloka. So
Madhvacharya said one important point, difference from Madhvacharya or with Shankaracharya or Ramanujacharya with Shankaracharya, is that we all don't want to become sugar candy. We want to taste the sugar candy. And Shankaracharya's doctrine is to become sugar candy. You know, one time Maharaj, you know, Jayadvaita Maharaj gave the class, beautiful class, that we don't want to become sugar candy. I just remembered that example many years ago. I didn't realize that point at the time. Yes, we don't want to become sugar candy. We don't want to merge into or a Brahman or big Brahman or Supreme Reality, Supreme Truth or Absolute Truth, Sri Krishna, to become Krishna. We want to enjoy with Krishna, taste Krishna. So this is the difference. Today's class, you know, I wanted to discuss this much because it is really not possible to understand everything in one class. Why they gave this successive philosophy, you know, to understand the whole reality? Because it is impossible. Because without going through the deep study under the bona fide teacher of the scriptures, understanding the points, it is impossible to know absolute truth as we should realize. You know, just like these prayers, you know, offered by the two sons of Kubera is so wonderful. And the first verse of the Bhagavatam, the opening verse of the Bhagavatam, the opening verse of the first chapter, first canto, Janmadhyasayata, is also, it's not possible to realize immediately or one time. Srila Prabhupada said he has given everything in the purport of the first verse of the first chapter of first canto. Everything. Because that is the Paribhasha Sutra of Absolute Truth, Janmadhyasya Yataha. First aphorism is Athato Brahma Jigyasa, second is Janmadhyasya Yataha. What is Brahman? Janmadhyasya Yataha. What is coming from Krishna? Everything, Janma. And sustained into Krishna and also merges into Krishna. So Krishna is the, as a whole, the reality. Definition.
Bolo.
No, say please.
Now, I said that we should read the 7th chapter of Adilila very minutely, taking notes. Also, Madhyalila 6th chapter, you know, talk between Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he was also a Mayavadi, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeated him, just like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeated Prakashananda Saraswati by the philosophy, right? By giving the enlightening about the absolute truth. Also a chapter, you know, second in Antilila. So, in many places, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talked about this philosophy. Mayavad philosophy versus Vaishnava philosophy, as well as complete understanding of absolute truth with the different examples, like fire and the spark of the fire. Also, the Surya means sun, and the Surya Kiran means sun ray. Many ways he gave the examples how we are related with Krishna. As soon as we realize the truth, then it is impossible to forget Krishna any time. Because you are now understanding the truth behind the names and forms of this cosmos. The energy of the Lord, and energy is Krishna also. Through his inconceivable energy, he has appeared as this cosmos. So he is both creator and created. Yet he is beyond everything. He is not limited to anything. He is Krishna. Mother Yashoda's vision of Krishna, means real vision of Krishna within the mouth of Krishna, is the basis of Achintya Bhedavet Tattva. Mother Yashoda was seeing baby Krishna in front of her, but within the belly of Krishna, everything is existing. Also, Krishna is outside of everything. Inconceivable. She was seeing herself within the mouth of Krishna, baby Krishna, also the whole cosmos in Krishna. There's no separation, yet everything is separate. It is not possible materially to conceive. How he is able to exist separately, also containing everything within the belly. So we are all within the belly of Krishna, never outside of Krishna. So oneness is also there. If we think something is independent of Krishna, that is our wrong understanding. Anything, any person or anything, we are always trying to become independent of Krishna, to have the controllership or proprietorship, anything. Independently, how can we have it? Then you remain always surrendered and remember Krishna. It is possible. In other words, to have pure devotion for Krishna, we have to understand this philosophy, you know, Vaishnava philosophies. Progressively, they're discussing one aspect of the absolute truth. When you combine all together, then you see inconceivable oneness and difference.
Okay.
All right.
How does you define how does you break down sharira? You know, you said
Sharira Sutra. Vedanta Sutra has got other names also. In one verse, I got 6 names of Sri Vedanta Sutra given by Srila Prabhupada. Actually, he mentioned 6 names actually. Means Vedanta Sutra, Brahma Sutra, and Uttar Mimamsa, Shariraka Sutra,
Wait, hold on. I want to say, how is it? Uttara Mimamsa?
Uttara Mimamsa. I'm remembering only 4. 2 others are there, but I'm in the 7th chapter, Adilila, I have, you know, read, you know, but I did not write down 6 names. Anyway, same Brahma Sutra is known as Uttara Mimamsa, Vedanta Sutra, Shariraka Sutra or Vyasa Sutra. Yeah, Vyasa Sutra is also another name. Vyasa Sutra or Shariraka. Sutra is Vedanta Sutra. And Shankaracharya wrote Shariraka Bhashya. Bhashya means commentary. Shariraka means the embodiment of Brahman. See, the body is known as Sharir. And Atma is known as Shariri. So about anything about Atma is can be known as Shariraka. So Cosmos is the body of the Lord. And Krishna also embodied here. Because Krishna has entered into every universe. And also he entered in every atom. Right? So he is here. So Krishna, Shariraka, means who is embodied here also, you know, who is everywhere present. So realizing this point, you would never forget Krishna because he is here all the time. Within you, within everyone, within every atom, it will be always remembered by us when we understand. Vedanta Sutra all about Brahman who is embodied, you know, embodied Brahman everywhere.
Okay, so wait,
Shariraka.
But Shari means Atma or Brahman? Which one?
No, Shariraka. Brahman Atma Shari. Means Shariraka. Shariraka.
Yeah, but you said Shari means something and Sharira means something.
No, I didn't say what is, how this word came. Sharir means body.
That's what I mean.
Shariri means Atma. Or Brahman. Atma is also Brahman. Aham Brahmasmi. I am not the big Brahman, but I am tiny Brahman. Part of Brahman. So Brahman can be referred both, you know. Like Atma also can be referred both. Can be referred both. I am Jeev Atma. Krishna is Param Atma. But both we are Atma. Isn't it? Atma refers both. And Brahman refers both. But we understand when I say I am Atma means I am tiny Atma. I am Shariri. Tiny Shariri. Big Shariri is Krishna. Within this material big cosmos, big cosmos is the big body of Krishna. And Krishna has entered as Garbhadukashai Vishnu and Kshirodukashai Vishnu. His big Atma or big Shariri. I am small Shariri. So about Atma, all about Atma means Paramatma in Brahma Sutra. Brahma Sutra is all about Brahma, atat Brahma Jigyasa. Now it is the time to ask about Brahman. Ask about your identity. Ask about identity of the Brahman, your relationship with Brahman. So this is the way you enter into the Brahma Tattva, means understanding of the Brahman. And what is this Brahman? Janmadhyasya Yataha. Everything is coming from that Brahman. And he is a person. Vasudev's son, Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. He is Krishna. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much. So next class would be our again from Srinavadvip Dham Mahatmya, 17th chapter, we'll read.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you all so much for joining. We can end the call. Vancha
Patarubhyascha Kripasindhuva Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo
Namo
Namo Vaishnavebhyo Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol Hare Krishna
Hare Savitri Mataji Ki Jai
Gaur Bhaktavinda Ki Jai Gaur Premanande